like, anybody want to help host spaces or anything? Like, I don't even want to do it, but I understand the need to actually step up and do it.
But with great power comes great responsibility, another Spider-Man quote. Amazing to see that people actually believe that you could do things that you didn't think you could do yourself.
It's just nice to, like, zoom out and watch compounding happen and not just happen in, like, with money. Like, watch it happen with time, with Bitcoin, with relationships, everything. Like, it just keeps compounding over and over. I kind of fell in love with compounding a little bit.
Welcome to the Bitcoin Nova. Today, I'm here with Thomas Hamilton. You go by Venture Empathetic on X, and you are part of the Bitcoin Runners Club. You're part of the Paranoid Bitcoin Anarchists, the Smash by Saturdays, and the Bitcoin Army. I'm going to have those links below the video, so in my link tree, if you guys are interested in joining some of those groups on X. I'm excited to have you here today. For people who don't know you yet, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're passionate about?
Oh man, where do I start? I guess I could start the whole story. Pretty much from my, I guess, my crypto experience. I came in through pretty much trading. I didn't have an X account. I was like just always been like a person of like formulas and ratios and trying to figure stuff out. So I came in through, that was my entry, meme coins and things like that. And so as I entered through that, I ended up just going to getting on X, following that whole SafeMoon craze. And I figured if I got on X, I'd get more information to figure out how things work. And then eventually I gave up on all that. And then I started trying to say, okay, I've always been a person to try to keep pivoting. So I got into community, so-called. So I said, let me try to actually talk to people for once. So then I started getting into the meme coin communities and all those things like that. And then that's kind of where everything took a turn for me as far as, like, I guess, getting to the point of where I am now. I started seeing things and then, like, and it just kept going from there. And I was like, let me start reverse engineering these things. Yeah, it pretty much went from there. But
we all kind of learn those lessons when we start to actually distinguish Bitcoin from the rest. So did you go from those communities where people actually even active with you in those communities, or were you just kind of posting?
I got a lot of those guys I still talk to every day, at least like 10 or 15 people. Like, one thing I learned how to do, even though it was like in that sector, I said, you could still find and curate good people. So it's like people I still talk to, they have my phone number and we like talk knowledge and things like that. They buy Bitcoin. I know I got a guy I talked to named Roland. He has a barbershop. He accepts Bitcoin and they pivot here and there. We just have conversations and build with each other. So on that side, I tried to find some good people and just keep building with them like that.
That's good. At least you have some good, you could still find people. And the thing is, even if you find your way with Bitcoin and you realize you're done with, like, let's say you're done with trading and you just want to save your money and Bitcoin's the best way to save money. So instead of doing the trading, you could always, like, you know, even if you have different ideas of why Bitcoin is different, or, you know, you could always just discuss these things with people and help them learn. So it's like, doesn't mean you have to just cut people out of your life if they don't think about things the way you do, but you can always help each other grow. Like that you're keeping in touch and it's still a great community where you support each other's growth, you know, so that's very important. When you joined our groups, when was that? Was that like, or like we started our groups around December, I think. Did you start the Runners Club? I forgot who started the Runners Club.
So Meat Diet Dairy, he started the push-up challenge. And then I think I saw a post from Michelle. She was talking about extra things. And I was like, I've always been a runner. Like even when I was in the other communities and things like that, I always did the running thing. So I was like, I just do it over here. Same thing. I just moved over here. But as far as the Bitcoin Club, the Army, I got into that. I actually went looking for it. So for some reason, I just typed in the search bar, Bitcoin Army. I was looking for it. I don't know why. Like maybe it was intuitively or something.
Yeah. So you actually had that idea that you wanted to look for an army of Bitcoiners and you just...
I literally just typed it in and I think the first person I saw was Michelle or something. I don't know.
That's crazy. That's really awesome. It's nice that it's like the perfect name for it because you're just thinking, I want that group of people. I want an army of them, you know, to be my new friends, you know. So that's really great. And I love that you're doing the Runners Club because, you know, yes, we have these awesome challenges in the community because people do like to link, you know, the proof of work of Bitcoin because Bitcoin's, you know, system works that way. That's how the network works. And when we think about our own bodies and our own health, we think of the proof of work. People like to start these challenges where it's 150 pushups a day till $150,000. Like that's the challenge going on right now. But I like that people can say, okay, well, I want to do my own proof of work, which is running, which is what I love. But just put in that work every day and have a community helping each other better themselves and do it in a way that we don't all have to do the same kind of workout, but we're all helping each other improve. So
Yeah.
it's really nice.
It makes it easy. And just like how Mama Toshi has the book club, like everybody, I feel like everybody got their own flavor they can bring to it. But for me, the reason why I started the running was because it helped me deal with, like, I guess, like all the trade and stuff. It helped me deal with, like, the stress of, like, the volatility of where I came from and on top of, like, getting fit. So it was more of a mental thing. But I was like, you can bring that wherever you go. You don't have to deal with all that volatility with Bitcoin like that, but it's still like a good practice. Now you got more time to just, stack your sats. And now, like, I got a lot more time to exercise now. So I like it like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, it is mental health. It keeps you busy in a good way. And that's what I feel happens with even this podcast and talking to all of you and having fun getting to know all of you. And, just interacting with the community has helped me not focus on the price of Bitcoin because we know where it's headed going forward. We just, in this short term, we do tend to look at price, but it's nice to be able to distract yourself from that because, again, when you know where it's going, you don't need to be focusing so much on it. Just focus on yourself and spend your time in a way that makes you feel good. Don't worry about that as a distraction, I guess.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Bitcoin is a weird thing because the reason why I got into Bitcoin, I don't even think about the price half the time. Like I'll be so focused until I come on X, I don't think about the price. Or even when I do my Smash Buy, I like it's blurred out in my head. It's like automatic. The other side that we, the 5D, the consciousness, and like how everything's gonna tie in and parallel in the future, like.
I want to get into that part with you because I love when you posted about that. You were actually doing some deep dives, which I love to do as well. When I have these thoughts circling around, I like to use ChatGPT to kind of help expand on what I'm thinking and like explain like my own thoughts and help me understand like where I'm going with it. And I saw one of your posts, which I really loved, and it gave me some questions that I kind of want to go over, even stuff I want to understand better myself or maybe anybody that doesn't know this side of it. But I love getting into that whole deep talk. Like I was watching a video with one of our friends last night. Like he's a new Bitcoiner. Like he actually wants to just start buying Bitcoin. He just decided. So we were showing him this kind of like fun educational video about it, and it was talking about how the spiritual side of Bitcoin, because it there's so many beliefs you have about the world and the way things work in the world, and the reason that it kind of makes you feel like you have this eye-opening experience is because you realize that the things you thought were always the way that they are in the world, they're not. They don't have to be that way. It just changes your perception of what reality is, So it's just like kind of flips everything over for you. And what our system is not the right system. This is a new, better system, a fair system. It just changes your whole outlook on life. I love that you're a deep thinker about Bitcoin, and I love that you think about the 5D aspect. We spend our most valuable resource, which is our time with each other. So when we're actually transacting with each other by engaging in each other's posts and sharing and uplifting each other, and it's a very good feeling because it shares this positive energy that kind of just affects people. You're actually giving something that makes them feel like they can go out and do more, and it motivates people, So it's a really cool thing that's happening with these groups.
I feel good about that. Like, I feel like I remember that first episode you did I don't want to say her name, Amara. Like, she
Yeah.
kind of triggered me in a way. Like, even when I joined the army and just the way she posted, I'm like, I need to bring more of that side out because it's always been there. But I think that's like one of the reasons why I was supposed to join the army. You're like, sometimes I feel like these internal nudges that say pivot, go look for an army, go look for Bitcoin army, things like this. So when I did that, I found her and I'm like, it just almost like brought more out into that side. And like, and then also meeting Michelle. I've been putting out that energy like in all the wrong places for the most part. But when I saw like how altruistic the Bitcoin army was doing, I'm like, everything's gonna just keep flourishing and growing so naturally. 'Cause you're like you say, we're putting that 5D economy into each other and just constantly pushing out the positivity. Like things have to grow from that. Like it's like a really nice thing to see and like to see it in motion. Like this group is already at 2,000 followers. I saw the blueprint because I've tried to do it at that level, but it doesn't work if everybody's not in alignment with each other. And like, not just seeing how the Bitcoin army was pushing it and pushing that 5D consciousness, like already having it in motion, like, okay, I know I'm where I need to be. I'm glad I'm here, and I just need to keep helping propel that forward. So bring on anybody I can help support, whether it's push-ups, running club, like whatever it is, let's keep pushing that forward.
Yeah, and we all like whatever contributions we can make to share positivity and bring that energy, that good energy to more people in the group. It helps more, it attracts more people. And I love that, you felt that way. Like you felt like you almost had a nudge to come looking for it. One thing you had posted was an interesting thought where you said that Bitcoin is a cosmically spawned canon event. Did you post that?
Me and my son and my daughter, we big Spider-Man fans, but I feel like some things happen for a specific reason. And the way I kind of got myself to Bitcoin, I don't try to like toot my own horn or nothing like that, but I'm a little paranoid, like the anarchist. So I naturally question everything and everybody, and I try to reverse engineer things. So once I start doing that, that's how I ended up slowly dragging myself into Bitcoin and getting paid in Bitcoin and things like that. And then as I continued to go, I'm like, sometimes I think everything, even the bad stuff that happened up to this point, was supposed to push me in this direction. And then it started making me think of like Bitcoin from a higher consciousness. Like, I think, because I always think of the parallels, like they say as above, so below, or things like that. I think of like, okay, if Bitcoin is this, okay, I'm trying to figure out, because I'd be trying to piece all this together in real time. If Bitcoin is this big fragment of consciousness, and I heard a while back, I don't remember where I heard it, but they say it doesn't take too many of us to get together and to shift the reality. So if Bitcoin is already shifting and it's going to constantly keep growing, its network is going to keep growing. And what I'm trying to figure out, in what relevance is it? This is hard to explain. I'm trying to figure out, in what relevance is it actually like fragmenting from the 5D down to the 3D and becoming what it is now? So it makes me think that Bitcoin had to be what it is right now to become what it's supposed to be in the future. And it's supposed
That's
to draw
interesting.
everybody together. It's supposed to have all these fragments and all these consciousness. Like in NWE Crush, you got the paranoid anarchists. I click on everybody's profiles and I see their groups. Alpha got Constantia, Joint's got Satoshi Renaissance. I like all the fragments and supporting all the fragments, because I feel like that's just like different fragments of consciousness. Like I ask Grok some crazy questions, and I try to like piece it all together, and it sends me down these rabbit holes, and it makes me think, I think this thing is a canon event, and it's supposed to happen this way. And I try to put like a holistic element over it, and then reverse engineer it from there. Like I think I asked
Yes.
Grok a crazy question the other day, like how Satoshi and Saturn is related. I don't know. I just try to like piece things together and see if
Yeah.
it's something there. I don't know.
I read something about that too, and I think somebody, maybe even my husband, looked that up about Satoshi and Saturn, because we were trying to, I was saying that I thought the name Satoshi meant like Ash Ketchum or something, and something with Pokemon, but then he was like, oh, he looked it up and it said something with Saturn, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, there's all these rabbit holes you could go down, but that's the amazing thing about Bitcoin, and that's why we always are studying it, because it's not just, oh, it's this internet money. It's not just that. It shapes our reality. It switches to a freedom-based system and away from corrupt and thieving governments. And not only that, it's connecting us all. So it's like you feel like the way you said about it being a canon event, like it's some like bad things have to happen in order for this thing to come out, in order for people to build this thing, in order for the studies that led to Satoshi finally finishing the puzzle. There was all these things that led to it, and people studied it for a reason because the system was broken. And that's why I even love connecting all of my conversations with everybody, because it helps piece those fragments together. Like your conversation is going to piece together with Morrow's and even piecing together with Jeeves. I loved it because he's the Zen Bitcoiner and he was talking about the yin yang, because you have the dark and the light, you have the negative and the positive, and you can't have Bitcoin come about if you don't have some kind of negativity that brought about this positivity. Like, so the things that either your parents went through, why some of these hardships that we face make us realize what's truly important, like our time is valuable, our family, like love is important. Those things are important, not buying stuff, not material things, not being boastful or greedy or any of those things are, they're there to fill a void. But that we talked about how that void is something that you need in order to be whole. Like you can't, like you almost like you your soul is like shallow if you don't experience the full realm of things that happen in your life. So when you experience negativity or hard times, it creates that half of the yin yang, and then you find yourself because you have to face that darkness and that. So I almost feel like we become whole, and then we find truth, we find Bitcoin because we realize it's different. It is connecting us, and it feels like it came about because because of the bad things going on in the world. If the world never was like this, maybe it would have never happened because we wouldn't have needed it, you know? So it's like the canon event thing, I think, is interesting because you say it was like a Spider-Man theme, but I also noticed that when I saw it in the Wolverine, I think Deadpool movie, the word canon event means like, in different, let's say, parallel universes, there's one common thing that happens in every universe. Bitcoin is like inevitable or something because it was something that humanity as a creative species would come to find a solution to this problem.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel like about the army. Like when I say I found it, like I felt like the internal nudges. Because I guess the reason why I talk like kind of spacey, because I do everything. Mostly everything I do is like through feel and intuition. I rarely try to put the technicals to it. I try to feel my way through things, and like I said, reverse engineer a lot. So like I started investing in Bitcoin a while back, and I never even read the white paper. It just made sense to me on a like internal level. And then like as I kept getting those internal nudges, and it would push me to like, I guess you would say, like mine the next block. Like I get a fragment from you, I get a fragment from everybody, from Killer Bee, from like it just keeps adding on and on. And I get to the point to where I'm not even thinking about Bitcoin no more. I'm thinking about the consciousness around Bitcoin.
But it's about being free. It's about having time to yourself when you get older, having time to spend with your family and your kids. Bitcoin helps us gain that freedom back. I think what Rob and Michelle and Echoes and all these people are doing whenever there's new plebs that join the Bitcoin army, and they're sharing that with everybody so that the community could see, you know, it's consistency. And we could rely on them to always post the new plebs of the day and go check out their accounts, follow them. And it just keeps growing, and it attracts more and more people, and it helps everybody understand these ideas more. Because there's so many people out there that are just starting to think about these ideas and starting to think about how community and Bitcoin community is just like a reflection of Bitcoin. Like we literally are the blockchain, or we are something that just like how Bitcoin grew this grassroots sort of movement that didn't have advertisers and didn't have people pushing it on people. It was just it grew naturally because it did. That's like what our communities are doing. We're just kind of like showcasing new people. We're highlighting things that we think that they're sharing that are great. We have new people joining all the time that are sharing amazing art or anything, thoughts, you know, and we appreciate it. Like we're actually grateful everyone having these thoughts that they're having and sharing them instead of just sitting quietly. Like probably before you had ideas or thoughts and maybe you weren't sharing them as much. But I like that you're sharing now and you're actually, you know, whatever pieces of the puzzle you're putting together, you're actually sharing your thoughts so somebody can help complete your blocks, your thought process, you know, contribute to that, you know.
That's one thing I like about the army, because there was a time, like most people don't know, I'm very introverted. Like I kind of like, I guess I subscribe to like Marrow's point of view. Like I like when I get notifications, if it's too many, I'll get anxiety. Like Killer Bee made me plea for the day the other day. I woke up, I said, all these notifications. I said, let me go find a smaller account and put the energy on them, because I don't want all this attention. It's too much right now. But I appreciate it. But it's like you say, like, let's just keep building that energy. Like I don't like too much attention on myself. But then on the other hand, I also like how the army was just brought together, and like it allows everybody to be seen. Because I used to like I said, I'd be very introverted, and I used to have a lot of ideas, whether that was like in Bitcoin or when I was in Web3. And like I'm like, I got so many good ideas, but I can't get them out. And if I do get them out, most of the time people don't listen. Or if it, even if it's a good drawing, I used to do music, I used to do like all type of things, but I couldn't never really get the idea out. Even my runs, like it could be something very basic. So it's a lot of good energy, and just letting people be seen and continuing to grow in that energy and expanding the army like that. So yeah, I like being here. I like all of the fragments and all the way that's kind of blending together. It's like I think it's something that was like meant to happen, you know.
Yeah, when you were in the spotlight, you're like, I just kind of want to hide. Just like how Mauro's episode, I posted it and I hadn't heard from her for like 2 weeks because she was like, I'm just gonna go disappear for a little bit, you know? Because she's kind of the person who's like, I want the observation. I don't want to be observing what happens because I feel like she's one of those people that thinks if she sees something play out, she's affecting its like how it would naturally grow. She wants to kind of like not observe it. Killer Bee is a lot like you too. Where when I posted his episode. I know he was busy, he was working, he didn't have time to, you know, tune in or anything, but I feel like also he just doesn't want to promote himself. People in this community are very like they love to show off each other and they're not all about like me, like look at me all the time. There's so many people in Bitcoin that we're, I guess, introverted because we spend a lot of time wondering about the world and we like to spend time with our thoughts and be curious. So I think a lot of us have that sort of common personality trait. in a way. And that's why we sort of gravitate towards each other. But it's nice to be able to showcase you and showcase, you know, anyone else that I've spoken to so far. I really love it. It makes me happy to see that I can create like a cool highlight video for you and something you've said, you know. So I feel like even though you're probably gonna run and hide when I post it. So
No, I'm not gonna run and hide. I'm like, it's a double-edged sword because I have on my other side, I understand like the goodness in the world, not myself, but you know, other people, like the goodness of people and in general, like their good habits, the good things, the good energy they put out. That does have to be highlighted in to a degree, like to I feel like we have to like balance the equation because I contrast that with all the bad stuff in the world. So I'm like, sometimes even though, and ironically, most of the good people don't want to be highlighted. So it's like you gotta put that out there to kind of like balance the equation. Like it's like when you go and you know you look around the internet, you see a lot of things you don't want to see. I'm like, well, if you don't be the change you want to see, you're gonna keep seeing the majority of the things you don't want to see. So it's good that we highlight each other. To the other hand, I don't run from, I guess, challenges per se. Like if I have to be in the spotlight, I'll accept it, but I'll always try to like pivot that energy to somewhere else. I remember it was a community a while back. They was like, anybody want to help host spaces or anything? I'm like, I don't even want to do it, but I understand the need to actually step up and do it. So I did like end up doing like 50 spaces, and I'm like, is anybody better than me gonna step up to take over? Because I don't want to do this.
I love that you mentioned that because I feel like that really hit me because it was the way I felt when I started my community and I was hearing people ask about who's going to do a space. And I'm like, well, I don't know, not me. I'm like, I'm just, you know, I'm like, I started a community. That's cool. I did that part, you know, and I'm just like, I'm just going to sit here and watch, you know, or maybe I'll participate. But I'm like, hosting a space, that's crazy. I'm like, why would I? I'm going to talk on spaces. It's like, so that was before I did the podcast, but I felt like it was a crazy idea to me. And I thought, well, isn't anyone else, again, better than me going to step up and do this? Like, who else is going to do it? But then you
Definitely.
just start to think that if everybody feels like I do, and we started this whole group of people, we're all new to speaking, our minds have being seen, we have to step up as leaders just to inspire other people to talk too. But you do it to inspire others. You know, you do it to say, hey, guess what? I'm scared to share my thoughts, but I'm doing it because I know this community is supportive and I know they want to hear from me. So you just have to think of it like that. Like we have been in this space for how many years now? We are the next batch of vocal Bitcoiners that are coming up. So we should be vocal. We shouldn't be scared. And that's another reason why, you know, doing this, I felt like I was afraid. Just don't be scared. You know, you have one life, just speak your mind. And, you know, if, and especially with this community support, no one's going to say anything negative to you as long as you're not a negative person and you're not putting people down and you're not hateful. You know, you have no reason to be afraid to speak. So I love that you felt that way and you started speaking because you thought, well, I have to step up. You know, why not? You just went for it because that's how I think a lot of people will feel going forward.
I think a lot of people, they just have to learn to like, whether it's speaking or anything, like you say, you just had to do it. Like sometimes it just needs to be done. And I feel like I like to go with the flow a lot. I feel like things come to you as you're doing it. It might not make sense. Like even if you got to get my first couple of spaces sound horrible, but even if you just got to get on camera and sound crazy for a little bit, it eventually starts to smooth out the more you're consistent and you keep going, and then you're going to inspire the next person. But I always like to have that thought of like, I'm kind of abstract. I do a lot and I think a lot of crazy thoughts. I'm like, hope somebody take over this space so I can do something else. So I even thought about that, about the running club at one point. I was like, I got something else I'm thinking about. Like maybe I could just hand the torch off and go do something else. But sometimes that might not be necessary. And then sometimes, you know, like it depends on the situation, but that's how I normally think about things. But sometimes people never feel that spot. And then you just end up figuring out maybe that's where I'm supposed to be at and just keep going from there.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's the thing. It's like, I think when you create something that, you know, you do enjoy running. So even if you want to do other things, you don't have to do it all alone. You have a community. You can make other mods in the group to take care of things in the group as well. So it's not all the pressure on you. You can, you know, still go and do other stuff, but just still be there and be that consistency that the community needs. Bitcoin is consistent. You know, we want to be consistent in our lives. So it's like kind of just to be that support for a strong foundation for everybody. It's like people start to look at you as you're the leader. You know, I look up to you because you did this and you're doing this every day. And it's like it inspires more people seeing that you have consistency because it does remind us of Bitcoin. It's like TikTok next block, you know, nothing has ever stopped it. It's just continuing. And you can rely on it. You know, so I feel like people want something they can rely on, and then they also appreciate and respect it. even thinking the way that you think about yourself as a person. Like, you may think, when you look at yourself, you may think that nobody, who would want to hear from me? I'm just me, you know? But the way that other people look at you is a lot different than you think of yourself. So when you think of yourself as, oh, am I going to get up to speak? Who's better than me? People look at you like you're the one. Like, I'm looking at you, I'm waiting. And that's kind of when you say things happen the way they're meant to, it's because you didn't see anyone stepping up and you had that push, that like that calling to say, okay, I guess I'll do it. Because that's the thing. People are almost like, well, you're around, why don't you should do it? Because we think of you that way. So you have to realize that people do look at you as a leader and they look to you for inspiration. What is it? With great power comes great responsibility, another Spider-Man quote. But that's the thing. Like, when people were even telling me about getting some of these larger guests on my show, I was like, yeah, maybe in 10 years after I do this all the time, you know? But then because people believe in you, they reach out to people for you, they help you get these connections. And it's like amazing to see that people actually believe that you could do things that you didn't think you could do yourself. Just to see that sort of support from people is it makes you feel stronger to be able to do more and to have a more positive look on the rest of your life.
It took me a while. I remember when I first started hosting those spaces, and like one thing I try to do, because sometimes I really believe, like, I don't know where the information is coming from, but sometimes I actually go back and listen, like, did I say that? Did I type that? And I have to go back, okay. And it took me a while to start actually liking my voice. I used to not even like want to hear myself, and over time, I'm like, okay, may sound pretty decent. So like,
Yeah.
it just makes you want to keep going.
When you hear yourself, you think, oh, that's how I sound. But you are a great speaker. You have really great thoughts, you know. So hearing that from other people, but also you have to hear it yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of it was a weird point. I'm like, I don't know why I don't like my voice, but after I started living, I'm like, hey, not that bad. But it's like you say, that consistency. One thing I learned, I consider myself a I don't even really trade no more, more swing trade, but not really. When I initially started buying Bitcoin because I was trading. I don't know, I know the big boo boo, but the consistency part of it came from. But like, I would like do like little experiments, and I would like, let me see what would happen if I bought $1 a day for a whole year. And then the consistency would teach me the lessons of, like, and just looking at the cost average, because I focus on logic and numbers. I'm like, okay, I ended up positive, but I went through all these swings, the up, the downs, the goods, the bads, and I parallel that with life, the snow, the rain. You never know what's going to happen. I've been through a lot of stuff in the past couple of years, but my Bitcoin stayed consistent. And with that same mentality, my running stayed consistent, and everything stayed consistent. And like, same like with you with the podcast and with the group, like, say, like, you have a certain responsibility to show up every day. I'm like, that's why, like, people see that consistency, and that consistency builds respect over time, and it appreciates. Similarly to a portfolio, I like to make little parallels, and you just see how things keep growing from there and there. And I like that I found Bitcoin through that aspect, even though I was in the boo-boo mode of, like, like just like trading it, but I stopped doing that a long time ago. Even though I was doing that, it taught me the lessons of consistency. And most of my consistency I count out just from patterns and synchronicities and putting them together. So that consistency means a lot when people show up. Like, even me, Diderio, like me on day 45, I'm like, I got my little boohoo moment like a week or two ago, and I took a break, but I fell in love with consistency in a way that if I don't show up, I get kind of upset. So no matter what's going on, if I got the ability to do it, I know it's a response, like you say, the responsibility to have to do it. You got to eventually, like I would tell my friends, like, you can't worry about if you got a whole audience there or nobody's there. You got to fall in love with the work. And if you fall
Right.
in love with the work, you'll show up every day no matter who's there.
Yeah. I think that reminds me of like my husband would show me videos of people. Like, there's this one account on like TikTok that goes around asking people who look fit, like, what do you do every day for your workout? And he just asks people like to see what they do. And I love that one guy said something that was that kind of stuck with me. He didn't say, he said, what keeps you motivated to do your workout every day? He goes, it's not motivation, it's discipline. You know, and I love that word discipline, because it's like, you know, when you're a parent, when you have responsibilities in life, you have to have this discipline to just do what you have to do. I wish I was more disciplined in the workout area. I'm trying to get better. I've been working on it lately. I've been doing some kind of like 30-day challenge, but I took a little break myself. I want to get back into it too. So I want to start making that more consistent. I want to do more running. I want to get more proof of work in there as far as like the health, you know, of myself. But I feel like something that I think about that I want to kind of just remember more is one person that my husband told me about was I don't know, he's like a big workout guy, and I guess he got the flu or something, and he goes, well, if I take off today, even though I have this fever, I'm just gonna start to like feel like I missed, like he wanted to have like an everyday routine. So he went and did it anyway through the flu. He did his workout, he got it done, and he got over the flu like really quick. Like he was like over it in like a day. When you get sick or when you feel run down or you're not in the mood, but then you let yourself kind of like slump away and just like sleep all day, then you almost feel like it takes days to get over that. Like you feel like more drained, like you're stepping away from your responsibilities and your discipline, and you're actually allowing that muscle atrophy to start to creep in. Because they say that it takes 24 hours for a muscle to atrophy. I only know that because I broke my arm once, and that's what my physical
Man.
therapist told me. She told me like my muscle was weak in that arm. She says it only takes one day for muscle to atrophy. I feel like there's those days where you feel like, oh, I'm just so tired, I just want to lay in bed all day. But then you start to feel like body aches, and you think, wow, this is kind of what it feels like when I have a cold. It's like that's probably your muscles telling you you need to move. They're starting to like, deteriorate. You can't just sit around all day and not move. Our bodies need that, So discipline is important because consistency is important. And I love what you're doing, and it inspires me to be more active. So I just want you to know that it is inspiring me to not take these long slumps, and do more and be, because it makes you feel better, mentally and everything.
And thank you. I appreciate it. One thing I didn't realize, because I've always been like, even for the army, I would post my runs online, but it had a lot of people DM me and be like, they got me to start working out. I'm like, I never even really thought nobody was watching. But I guess we don't realize the impact we do have. Even if it's like 10 or 20 people, like that makes a difference. And then those people go make a difference. But to touch on a couple of your other points, I was looking down at my arms because I got chill bumps. So what happened? The way I started running, like you were saying, you want to start working out. This is how I started. I was like 22 or 23. I couldn't even run 0.1 of a mile. I'm like, I looked physically fit, but my body was on fire. Like, it took a while to adjust to. I couldn't even run like to the block, but I looked fit. So I'm like, okay, let me just start adding. I started adding 0.1 every day, like consistently. And then when I get to the point, I was like, onto like 0.1 all the way up to like 60, 70 days, just kept adding one. And I worked my way up to like 7 miles, 8 miles. Once I get to like 70, 80, my body, like, it's either I run out of time and I wouldn't have nowhere to run at, or I got to go to work or something like that, or my body's like, I'm hurting. And now I would just shut it down for a couple months and I'll start over. I started at 0.1 a day, and I went and I ate it, did it for like 80 days. So I ended up, eventually I was doing like 7 to 8 miles a day, like
Wow.
just kept scaling up. And your body gets used to, like, it's like the same thing I would do with the charts. I would see how with DCA, like I call it energy cost average. I'm like, let me
Yeah.
cost average into my body and see how it gradually accepts it instead of just.
Yes.
Yeah, I started seeing, like, if I can do this with the dollar and the dollar's energy, let me start putting that energy into myself. And I'm like, okay, so if I can slowly build up a portfolio, like, I just do my DCA daily and, like, okay, let me do that with my body. Like, just a little bit. Don't take a lot. It's like, take one step tomorrow, take two the next day. So I just kept doing it over and over again. And I kept, like, finding all these correlations. So eventually my son came and said, Dad, I got a marathon. I need you to run me. I'm like, I got to keep up with a 9-year-old. I already need to really train now. And he ran a 5K or something by himself before. He like, we running a 15K this time. I'm like, so I'm training to run with him the day before the race. I get the flu. I'm like, no. But I said, I'm taking you. I said, I'm going to take you. I'm taking. We went out there and we ran. I think we got like, it was like 22,000 people. We got like 700 places. I ran my slowest time ever. It hurt it, but I got it done. I just put my mask
Well,
on and
700
stayed away from
places.
everybody. I was thinking I was going to be trying to keep up with him. So I had got my pace down to like 7 minutes and 30 seconds. And that's like, and but my son was running like 11 minutes. So I'm like, I did all the training for nothing, but the flu brought me back down to his level, so it was kind of a humbling experience. But that whole experience taught me like how to energy cost average into myself, and how like you said, a guy with the flu, like just still show up and be consistent no matter what. As long as you're still breathing, you can show up.
And how did you feel like after you did it, after having the flu and running? Did you feel like, you were just, did you feel better after you got home? Did you feel like you were a little more energized instead of just totally weak? Or how did you feel?
I felt much better. And I felt way better. Actually, I was like, but it felt like when I was in it was like, man, it felt horrible. But then toward the end of the marathon, I started running backwards and sprinting past everybody. I don't know. I guess it's like, and maybe it's a mental thing. Proud I showed up for my son and told him I was going to do what I
Yeah.
told him I was going to do.
And it's almost like you overcame that mental block where you think, well, I do have a temperature. I feel hot. I feel terrible. But it's almost like you like kind of purge it out of your body by like sweating it out. You're building like your muscles are working. You're like fighting it out of your system more when you're continuing to just go for it. And I feel like I wouldn't expect you to get home and feel like, oh, now I'm wrecked for a week. You know what I mean? Like you almost might feel like you got over it quicker because you did it. Because people always tell you when you're sick, you're like, you have to rest. But it's like, it's different if you're stressed and working. Like you're like when people tell you you're sick, you should rest. It's like you shouldn't be doing stressful things or having stress in your life because that's gonna lower your immune system more. And so you shouldn't be like overworked in like a fiat sort of job way where you're just going to work every day and you're stressed out. You know, it's like take that break, but put time into yourself and heal your body. And even if you feel shitty, I feel like you'll feel shittier. You'll feel
Exactly.
worse if you're just like laying in bed and then you feel like you'll take longer to recover because you're just getting like that weak, deteriorating feeling in yourself.
Yeah, that was a day because I had a 45-minute drive to the marathon, got to the marathon, but as I progressed through the marathon, like you said, I was sweating and purging. I felt better and better, and then drove home from the marathon. I'm like, okay, let's go work out. Like, I don't know. I didn't even really
Yeah.
realize it till now, but it went really smooth.
That's crazy. So it's like, see, it's like you got home and you were just like, oh, okay. Like, did you take Tylenol that day before you ran or anything?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's
I
crazy.
kind of try to do like herbs. Like I'm real big on herbs. I haven't really been on it too much, but before I ran that day, I ate some spirulina, some sea vegetables.
Superfoods, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That all supports your body. That's great. I feel like after talking to you today, I'm like, I want to be on it. And I'm like, I'm going to show you. So one thing my husband did with me was we were doing a 5K for the first time ever a few years ago. I hate running. You know, like I would do like classes at the gym. I would do yoga. I would do, just like more active classes. Like I've done stuff, but I just didn't like running. So he had gotten me this app that we were both using. It was called Couch to 5K. I don't know if you've heard of that. It was a
Haven't
really
heard
good
of
app
it.
because you could put your music on and then it says, okay, walk for the first, 5 minutes and then you're walking. And then it says, okay, now jog for 30 seconds. So the first session is like, okay, it could be a 20-minute thing, but it's mostly walking and a little bit of running, like a minute here and there, or like 30 seconds to start. So it kind of gives you this buildup. It's like a little program to help you get off your butt and actually learn to run. And I actually felt like I could do it. I actually did it. Like I started towards the end of that Couch to 5K thing. I got from the point where I never ran before to enjoying these runs, looking forward to them. We were going out and running out in the cold. We live in Chicago, so we're out there running in the cold. It felt great. I was like, how am I a runner right now? This is insane. And I don't run fast. I would sound like I was like sprinting, but I was jogging. I enjoyed it. Because I think at first I started off having shin splints, but then your shins get stronger and you get, your muscle builds and you don't get that anymore. And then by the time, but when we got to the 5K, the day came and it was at that point, I think we had gone on a trip like the week before and I had broken my arm on the trip. So I was literally in this like cast and I was in terrible pain. So we still did it, but we walked the entire 5K, me and my husband and my two friends. So all that training and we just walked it. But it was obviously I had a broken arm. I couldn't be jogging and bouncing that thing around. It was like brand new break.
Hurts.
But I was still proud that we went and we participated. That'd be a cool thing to promote for people for your club because if people don't do what you did, where you start off with, point one, point one, like adding every day, this doesn't takes the thinking out of it.
Yeah, I'll try to integrate that and get people to scale because I think it helps when you have a like, I think for me, the numbers help me, like the point ones help me. Like if they could figure
Yeah.
out any way, like just to start and scale, like I don't think if people underestimate like you just start, you can scale. And I think most of the mental ha habit is like, even when I think like it was like a couple, like maybe 3 months ago, I stopped running and I'm like, I got to get back out there. Like you got to get over that mental block to first start getting out there. And then once you do it, it's pretty easy.
Well, because you realize that by doing that or doing any workout really, but doing like running is not only good for your heart, but it's good for your breathing. You're doing this great workout that also brings the rest of that like mental health, like positive energy to the rest of your day. If you don't start off your day and just say, I'm just doing this real quick first, getting it knocked out, then getting ready for my day, you could have more energy going forward and it gives you energy. People think like when they're stuck in this like state of not exercising, they're just like, oh, when do I have time? I'm tired right now. Even when they say the hardest part is getting to the gym, like just get yourself ready, go and do it and don't think about it. Try even if it's for like you said, 0.1 mile. It's like how long does that take a person? And if you scale,
Exactly.
I love that idea. It's literally just like dollar cost averaging in Bitcoin. It's like you're just dollar cost averaging in yourself and your health. But it's just such a positive thing. Work on yourself. Yourself first. It kind of reminds you too of like when they say put some aside for yourself first, then spend the rest. So it's like if you think of Bitcoin as like you're saving your time, you're saving your money, you're also, when you think you don't have time to work out, you should think of it like that time I'm putting aside to work out is time I'm investing in my future. And I'm saving, I have to put myself first in that way, you know, and then I can go on with my day. So it's like you're investing in yourself. So it's like put that time in.
My dad used to give me an allowance. He found my shoebox. Where you get all this money? I'm like, if you give me $5, I'm only spending four. And I had like two or three
Whoa.
hundred dollars 7 years old. The same way you gotta like just cost average and keep putting money back. Just to pivot real quick, it's this guy in the group he just joined, Ron Biddy. And he
Okay.
talks about like one, like the universe, like one. And I'm like, me and him got like a lot of parallels. I tell him we got the same tree. The pivot I'm finding with that is I think people underestimate the power of like one, like whether it's taking one extra step, one extra mile. I'm doing a point, I was doing a 0.1 challenge. Right now I'm doing a 0.01 challenge. And all I'm doing is I sprint every day. I sprint an extra 0.1 if I can. But you know, I'm trying to like balance the times with the endurance. I got the endurance. Let me see if I can get the time. Like I like to experiment with formulas and things like that.
Yes.
So I'm like experimenting with the power of one and just keeping that going and like compounding that one. And I'm doing that in Smashbox too right now. Like $1 for like 20 days. I'm like, because it teaches you how to be consistent, and it's like you can see it and you can grow it. And I just like to keep experimenting with the power of one. And I think it'll help people type of way they can see it mathematically. And then I like just add a little bit more. Just add a little bit more.
Well, especially when you think about like how Bitcoin's price started in 2009, you know, being worth like nothing. And if you understood that, like just knowing that the price has grown from there to where it is today, and just thinking about that being an exponential growth, like it protocol, you know, the way that Bitcoin will continue to grow in is in that same way, even though it's hard for people to comprehend. Just keep consistent. You know, even if it's that dollar every day, that's a compounding thing. Like, not like when you save a dollar like you did back in the day. You know, at, over a certain amount of years, that money isn't worth the same anymore with inflation. So, but with Bitcoin, you put that dollar a day, you see this exponential growing protocol, and you're seeing your $1 compound. You know, so you're actually a little bit of money through consistency can benefit you long term and your family. It's not something to think is not important. You don't understand how this exponential growth can affect you in your life. Consistency is key. You know, that's a really great point and something to really share with people. I love that you like to experiment with that number. Think about all different ways in your life that you can add, you know, compound that one everywhere. You know, it's great.
I'm gonna drop this in the paranoid chat later, but I was talking to Grok. Like, no, we was talking about that earlier. I talked to Grok a lot, and I had told Grok, I said, compound how much Bitcoin you would have you bought $1 a day from 2019. It was like 2.8 million. It was a lot. I'm like, okay. Then I kept doing different years, like 2010 to 2025, 20. No, I just kept moving it. I'm like, it really didn't take much of a difference to save a lot of Bitcoin to be in a good level. Like even as of recent, to just keep being consistent. Like, okay, now I understand the power of one.
That's so cool because you not just did it from the beginning to now, you did different scenarios with that same idea, you know, compounding a dollar. Yeah, I love that you're doing this and I love that you're going to share it with us, but go ahead.
Because I was trying to project into the future. I'm like, people, a lot of my associates, I got some friends, they don't like Bitcoin at all. I got some, they don't like stocks at all. They don't like anything. Like, I got so many fragments. I'm like, if you just stop where you are and like, or some people, they like Bitcoin's too expensive. I'm like, I think you have the wrong outlook. I think you need to zoom way out. And to sometimes I understand that you got to go back to the past. And so I do the formula on that. And then I go back to the future and I'm like, okay, we're looking from here to now. Like, bag is great, but I don't think people understand, like, just if you was consistent, because somebody put up a post, it was one guy. He finally saved up like 10 Bitcoins after like 10 years or something like that of just being consistent. Putting $30 a day. I'm like, okay, you can't do it by the one and Bitcoin. I feel like Bitcoin forces you with a choice. If you can't do it by the one, then you have to drop the next zero, do it by the 10. If you can't do it by the 10, do it by the 100. Okay, so how are we mining fiat? Are we starting businesses? How are we getting to that next level? Are we starting pockets? Or like, how are we, what are we doing to get to that next level? Are we monetizing? Like, I feel like Bitcoin forces, as you keep doing these equations, it forces you to analyze, how am I going to get to that next level outside of, you know, the normal gambling things that everybody does on the other side.
Right. Yeah, and it's almost like that's what the positive feedback loop, like they call it, like Bitcoin is a positive feedback loop for all the people in it. But I feel like our community is this positive feedback loop the same way that Bitcoin is, because the same way that you feel like whatever you contribute, your time that you're contributing into this community is like, again, that 5D economy idea. It's like you're pretty much putting that same power of like if you do one post a day, like same like saving $1 a day or running this much a day, like one, the power of one. If you just do every day the same thing consistently once a day, like you're always there doing, even if it's that one thing, like you're making your daily run post or you're talking to just trying to share one post about inspiring the runners, or that consistency of putting that time, that power of one into these communities, it's like those things are so powerful because it does, even though you think it's only a certain amount of people today, it grows because those couple people will say, oh, I really found to love this. Now I'm going to share it with some of my followers. Now they're going to learn to love this. It just grow like that word of mouth, like that like natural growth kind of thing, but it does spread. You know, this positivity spreads. Even the way that, you know, people just, you know, show you the support is just unreal. It's like people just, you know, it's very valuable. It's like you, it's such a positive feedback loop.
The Bitcoin army is gonna keep getting bigger because it's already doing it. Everybody's doing way more than everybody's doing like 100. Everybody's compounding daily. Like you can just see the energy like constantly compounding. Like even when we do the chat lines and it's like crazy compounding. So they already kind of figured it out there as far as like that and like that. And it's just nice to like zoom out and watch compounding happen and not just happen and like with money. Like watch it happen with time, with Bitcoin, with relationships, everything. Like it just keeps compounding over and over. I kind of fell in love with compounding a little bit, as you can tell.
Yes. Well, and that's like even when you talk about relationships too, I think I don't know if like Mauro mentioned that too one time, like you know, about how like with me and my husband, it's like I've mentioned our relationship and it's like the proof of work, like when you love somebody and you have like a great relationship that builds over time, it's like such a solid foundation because everything you've gone through over the years, it's every day that you've put into this, it's like that compounding daily, you know, of like, you know, caring for that person, them caring for you, you showing each other that you know, like being more just like with our community, like you don't want to have the spotlight on yourself. You're always trying to take care of the other person. And each of you doing that over the days builds this strength, no matter what hardship, no matter what, you're having like such a strong, solid foundation over time. Like it's building muscle in a relationship. It's building, you know, it's just such a, you can put that in every aspect of your life that matters. You know, it's really great.
Oh, yeah, like a figure eight, like you know, like you just gotta, it's going back and forward, it's going back and forward, and it's compounding, and it's kind of like the rain cycles, you know, like it's on you, it's not, it's going up, it's coming back, it's just flowing. And I think that's when things are doing that, like all these groups, it's just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you talked about the figure eight because it's like this infinity loop. Like it's like a never ending, you know, just like how when they say like Bitcoin will go to infinity, just like our groups can keep growing and our positivity can keep growing. And it's just like you just it'll, you know, transcend, you know, almost this kind of like 3D world into that 5D economic world and all these things. It's so many cool ideas you can go with that. I love it. I love the power of consistency. I want to know, were you passionate about leading up to Bitcoin? Like, were you curious about the world always? Were you curious about the universe or physics? Were you curious about mathematics? Like, what kind of interest do you have other than like Bitcoin that maybe led you to Bitcoin?
My interests have always been, I would say, spiritual in a way. When I was a kid, my dad let me read the Book of Enoch, I guess the biblical book, and it always left me, I guess, like I always left me interested because I was trying to understand, according to the story, how he transcended without having to pass away, and that just sent me down a rabbit hole over and over and over again. Then eventually I got into like transcendental meditation, 16 years old, 17 years old, and I just kept meditating. Really introverted in my room a lot. Just kept meditating, grounding, meditating, grounding. Then eventually one day I was meditating a lot and I popped out my body. Don't know how to really explain that side, but that happened and I'm like, okay, wasn't really scared, just observing. Never tried to do it again though, but it happened and that like shifted my whole perspective. So I always dug deep into like spirituality and trying to understand where we are, how things are coming, how things are going. In between time, I started riding motorcycles. I like to
Nice.
ride motorcycles a lot and go to the track and travel around and kind of it's like kind of like the Bitcoin Army offline in a sense, because I was doing this way before the army. Like, just you go out and you might meet 20 new people that day, and you gotta just take off riding 300 miles. And I used to like always do stuff like that, and I had like a whole lot of denim. I'm so introverted, I would just disappear. But I had a lot of friends. Like, I would just like meet so many different factions, kind of like all the fragments of the Bitcoin Army, and just get to see all those factions. That was one of my biggest hobbies, riding motorcycles and drawing and art. And now it's numbers in Bitcoin and running a little bit of motorcycles, but it's been running and trying to figure out how I'm gonna cram all this into my son's head.
Yeah. Well, and I love how like to think about how you liked you were into motorcycles, you were into the meditation, and I feel like that's I like to think about people's journeys and what led them here, because it's kind of like you liked going on these long distances because it's like you enjoy the motorcycle, but you enjoy time to think. You're on there, you're thinking, you're driving, you're going 300 miles. You said it's not just a short trip around the block. You're going a distance. You're going for a long time. So it's almost like a meditative thing too, because you're doing that. It's like calming. You're feeling free, you're at peace. And it's like that idea of what Bitcoin is freedom. So it's like you can link that to kind of like the feeling you get of and then the meditation of what you liked to do. Like for me, I didn't really have the same experience as you. I was in like a hot yoga class, and when I finished the class, it was such a great, like I feel like it was such a good class that I feel like when I laid down at the end, I felt like I was like outside my body kind of thing. But it was more just because it was in a euphoric, like I worked so hard, and that was how I felt when I was letting myself relax. And I felt like I was outside of myself. It was a crazy thing. But you just did that straight for meditation, which is crazy. But I feel like that idea is like how you sort of like it leads you to Bitcoin, because you all these like things, it breaks all these things that you thought were real about life, and you realize they're not, and then you realize that it's sort of this connected consciousness, and I think you've said that in your grok, like when you posted one of your grok things, it was about how Bitcoin is a connected consciousness, and that's a lot about what Mauro was talking about, I think. And I love that you have those thoughts and those ideas, because it kind of links back to kind of your journey where you started off enjoying meditation, and this like Bitcoin isn't just Bitcoin, it's so much more. It so many things to meditate about, so many things to realize how we're connected. So that is something that I feel like makes sense with your background. So that's really cool.
I think Bitcoin is like an infinity of connections, and it's just going to keep connecting because there's so many ways to interpret it and understand it. And it's like I kind of find it hard how to put that one together, but it's Bitcoin is special. It's hard to explain. And ironically, the way I got into Bitcoin is I always tried to have a light heart, so I took that to the dark side of crypto, the Web3s and the communities, and try to build over there. As things kept going left and right and left and right, I'm like, I want what attracted me to Bitcoin in the beginning was how it wasn't as volatile. And I looked at that, I always look at things from a holistic standpoint. I'm like, okay, well, holistically, emotionally, it shouldn't be volatile. Maybe it's a spiritual component there. So I started investing in Bitcoin just strictly off of that. And then as I kept experiencing so many situations in the dark side of crypto, like all the rug pulls and all those things. I'm like, let me just find something more stable. And as I got into it, I'm like, this thing is something different. It's something different to it. It's more than just a store of value. I feel like it can be, it's a way of life within a fragment of, like, you can build a life around it, because the principles that it represents something higher than just a currency, or even trying to spend in sets.
When I started really thinking about it that way, it's because it is a network of people, people who put in work, whether it's the miners or it's the people who are transacting in it, or it's the people who are saving in it. It's like we're all taking our energy and our time, we're putting into this network that we are all part of, that we found that escape together, and we realize that it is a form of freedom, and we're in this new, it's like we've just like gotten out of the lies, and we've taken a step into the new world. So I feel like we're all in this new world, and we're connected by the network. So this network is positive for all of us. It's that positive feedback loop. It's an escape from the theft. It's like to find something that no government or corporation can control or manipulate is very freeing, and it's very different from any idea you ever thought. but it's very powerful. And I feel like to know that we, as people who are used to being taken advantage of, can find that exit and be here together and actually enjoy our time together and see that we're building together, we're creating this world that we want to see. That's the network that is why Bitcoin's important, because we're putting our time into this new world. So that's just so powerful.
100%. And I think that's what I like about Bitcoin, like going back to those ratios and those formulas going forward into the future. Now, I'm only like, once you got into Bitcoin, I'm like, you don't have to watch charts all day. You don't have to, like, it gives you so much free time to actually like ponder and think and ask questions to Grok. And like, you can like really just sit with yourself and like, okay, now 10 years into the future, what is this going to be? What's the army going to be? What am I going to be? How are we going to pivot this thing? And it's like, the DCA, the consistency of building still DCA into my Bitcoin and building that bag, like that keeps the mind busy while the spirit wonders what Bitcoin is going to be going into the future. I like all the parts of it and all the parables of it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's why we continue learning every day. And we always have so much to share with each other. So it's never like, okay, I figured it out, I'm out. You know, it's like, no, we're sticking together because we're discovering so much more about what this actually is and how it's changing our future. So we're in this together, we're watching it unfold and we're building it together. So thank you so much for joining me today. I would definitely love to talk to you again because this was an amazing talk. It's I love to talk about this kind of stuff. I'm going to be linking your profile below in the video so people can find you. Try not to hide when I post your, I mean, don't, I mean, not hide,
I'm
but
not
like
gonna hide. I'm not gonna hide.
try to enjoy the highlights and all the notifications. Don't let that give you anxiety. I love what you had to say, and I thank you for joining me and for actually, you know, speaking up and being a community leader and taking on that role because people do look up to you and you're making a difference and you're very passionate about it. I love the way you think about the consistency and the number one and stacking number ones. And it's your number stuff is beautiful. So keep doing what you're doing. I will look forward to having you on again next time.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.